Blog Talk Radio.
I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day, every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus. Every day, every day.
Yeah, I know that Jesus with me. I believe now I can see every little thing he done for me. Now I got to praise you, G-O-D. G-O-D, God on deck. G-O-D, respect the king. He's Lord of lords and king of kings. We lift him high, yeah, now I mean. I'ma give him glory, you should too. I'ma ask you one more time what you gonna do. Sitting over there stuck like you have no clue. Get this Jesus and keep it true. He died for your sins, your mama and grandma too. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Respect and due. Father, have your way. Never stay on the path that you pay. We know that God is with us. Yes, yep. Jesus still saves. Oh, so much pain. Enough to make you insane. The suffering can't compare to glory. Hold on to the great I am. Jesus really is coming. He is the lion and the lamb.
I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day, every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day, every day.
Tricking people. He acting like he winning, he weak. Couldn't take me from God while I was out there sinning. The blood of Jesus against anything that's evil. Satan destroys, kills, and lies. Don't let him deceive you. I am God's warrior. Spiritual warfare for show. I am God's warrior. I'm kicking in Satan's front door. I'm uploading the truth. You cannot have God's youth. We lift Jesus Christ higher, cause Jesus is the truth. Understand God's word. Yes, God is love. God's still with me. We fit. We tight like a glove. The world make me wanna fuck, cause I have no fear. Gonna keep pushing God's word till the signal is clear. You hear?
I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day, every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day, every day.
Jesus got all power and all authority too. I'm gonna focus on him, not what these fools trying to do. A real war going on. Look past what your eyes can see. Don't ignore Jesus. He's still saying, look to me. We live by faith, and if that's the case, focus on the Lord Jesus Christ or stay lost in the maze. When your situation in life is bigger than you, it's still smaller than your God, and he's bringing you through. Just let him handle it, rest. He knows best. He sent his son here blessed. No need to stress. I'm just gonna let everybody know the real truth. Satan was messing with me now, bro. He missing the tooth. The truth.
I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day. Every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day, every day.
We are not.
In this game, you can claim anything and they can't say nothing. So hard and your balls might blow a couple brains with a button. Pull triggers, push dope, them figures might double up something. Can't nobody tell, bruh, nothing. We're talking about the Lord, it's going too far, y'all funny. Hey, can I get another one heating up? NBA Jam on fire, deep enough. Going hard like the score might even up. But it won't, too cold, I'm sleeping up. Why be ashamed? We seen enough. He was bleeding, no breathing, and beating up. Ain't got no reason to leave him, I'm told. He bought my soul, he picked his life, and did he even know? Celebrate his best win. We got grace, we resting. Made a groom, we stepped in. Now every day's a reception. Still gotta serve my God, no lie. Still unashamed. On the mic, I might justify. Oh my, still unashamed. Head down what we got, so high they try. Still unashamed. Love what we got here, glad that we got here. Now won't die. Made a click back, sitting back. Been a long way, just that. Just said 116 round, oh, yeah. You know what it is. Hey, to click back, sit back, yeah. Been a long way. Just that, yeah. Just said 116 round.
Unashamed, why we still running, man? Hundred long, unaffected, we still unaffected. I get it like underlay, underlay. No, no, we cannot be quiet. Get a click back, but we not violent. Why the killers sitting on the side silent? But you know your boy known as on the riot. Been a minute since we did it, baby, here we go. Tell the real how it is while we live low. For the crew, nothing new, mission isn't old. In your hood, out in Texas, where we rise low. Rise low. I'm Dallas at the classic, riding classics, all keys to my knees. And the team on that 116, you know how I go. And I'm still working while you still lurking. And I'm still lit, so you can't burn me. Man, I'm so determined, yeah, you can't deter me. I'm still here until they close the curtain.
Still gotta serve my God, no lie, still unashamed. On the mic, I might justify, oh my, still unashamed.
Yeah, yeah.
Head down what we got, so high they try, still unashamed.
Yeah, yeah.
Love what we got here, glad that we got here, now I won't die. Hey, to click back, click back, been a long way, just that. Just that 116 round, you know what it is. Hey, to click back, click back. Be unashamed about anything. More dope, more coke, more killing, man. Our favorites is when we get the greatest. It's really strange. But you'll be on the D-list if you wanna talk about diesel. Boy, I'm finna state my thesis. They want me to love them in secret like they do they sad pieces. Let me see them hands in the air right now. 116 if you here right now. Some say we change, we don't care right now. Taste the cash like we in a bad love affair right now. Get a rumble through the bed right now. Put them out of bed right now. Got this red wine, count this communion. Guess I am trying to get this bread right now. This plan, I know some people erasing our names. Say we vacated our claims. And I'm like, well, it is 10 years later we changed. We ain't take paper and trade it for shame. We took our time navigating our lanes. When we made mistakes, we should take out the blame. But we still unashamed of the same name. Shoot for the sky, baby, bang, bang. And we ride with the same gang. Nothing but the blood from the same vein. Now guilty's the picture, you can't frame us. I'm cool if I'm faithful, but they ain't famous. Yeah, I'm cool if I'm faithful, but they ain't famous. Yes, sir. 116.
Mic check. 1212. What's cracking? And how are you? This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. I am your homie Oasis. Today's topic, stupid parents raising stupid children in 2021. Yeah. Stupid parents raising stupid children in 2021. What's wrong with you? I thought this was a Christian broadcast. Well, you thought wrong. Okay? This is a godly broadcast, a kingdom broadcast, a based on the word of God broadcast. I'm not here to give you no Christianity washed down, something that's been passed down from somebody. We're here to get the revelation of Jesus Christ. So this is the kingdom broadcast. This broadcast is all about glorifying God through our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. So back to the topic. Stupid parents raising stupid children in 2021. Okay? Why you say that? Well, let me go ahead and put this on it, because y'all know I get all my stuff from the Word of God, right? I get everything from the Word, all the topics and everything. But let me ask you a few questions. Do you know it all? Do you know it all? Are you the type of person that has let pride take over and no one can teach you anything or correct you? Are you that type of person that done let pride take over you? You probably don't even know it's pride, but that pride done took over you and no one can teach you anything or correct you. Is that you? Well, let me tell you something. Well, the Word of God says whoever hates correction is stupid. That's where I get my title from. And it's in Proverbs. New King James Version say he who hates correction is stupid. Okay? The regular King James Version, I believe it says brutish. But we're going to get into that in a minute. All right? So, he who hates correction is stupid. She who hates correction is stupid. That's what the Bible says. If you hate correction, all right, nobody can tell you nothing. Nobody can teach you nothing. You hate correction. Do you just want to be wrong and stay wrong? Do you just want to be wrong and stay wrong? Do we love God enough to live his way and do what he says? Yeah, do we love God enough to live his way and do what he says? This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. God does correct us. And if you let him, he'll correct you too. God does correct us. If you had true parents, or a true parent, or a true guardian or something like that, or if you are a true parent or a true guardian, all right, of ones younger than you, correction will take place for the younger ones to grow into responsible adults. That's what correction is for. That's why you stupid if you hate correction, because correction helps you grow. Yeah, correction will take place for the younger ones to grow into responsible adults. That's what correction is for. Now, they got a system called a correctional system or what have you, but they ain't correcting nothing. They just catching that check, okay? Cashing that check. Catching and cashing, okay? But be corrected by God, okay? You can't act or be stupid if you want. You can act stupid. You can be stupid if you want. But not all of us reject correction. Yeah, not all of us. We don't reject correction, especially the correction of the Lord. Yeah, this is going to be a deep one, a good one, a deep one. Don't be afraid. Even if you are afraid, oh, well, I'm going to speak this word boldly. You know what I'm talking about? Boldly. Speak this word boldly. Yeah. All right. With that being said, let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Yes, Father. Thank you for all the blessings that you have been blessing us with for the last, I'm going to just say for the last 2 years. Thank you for letting us see you clearer than ever before in 2020. Thank you for shutting down stuff so that we could focus. For those of us that did focus, Father, continue to have your way. For those of us that did hear you, continue, Father, to have your way. Let us continue to submit to you and resist the devil and make him flee. Father, you get the glory. Get the glory out of our lives. Get the glory from our lives. Thank you for every trial and every test. Thank you for helping us pass the test and the trials, Father. Thank you for purifying our faith and bringing us out into rich fulfillment. Thank you, Father, for showing us how to defeat Satan. Yeah, Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered. So thank you for showing us how to obey and how to overcome Satan with you and your power. Father, thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for your scriptures. Thank you for your correction. We receive your correction. Don't let us be stupid. Let us receive your correction. For your word says he who hates correction is stupid. So don't let us be stupid. Let us receive your correction and become wiser. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, have your way. I love you, Father. Have your way. Get all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, we up in here. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, we are an interactive worldwide broadcast. Interactive worldwide broadcast, meaning you can interact with us. Yeah, we got action over here. Yeah, this is faith and works on display. Yeah, this is a good example of faith and works on display in 2021 when Hip Hop Meets the Christ. All right? This is not faith without works. This is faith with works. Faith and action. Like I say, faith and action. But yeah, we're interactive. We're a worldwide broadcast over here. We get that prayer going on. We just prayed. And we don't stop there. If you need prayer, you can call in and give us your prayer request. You can tune in through the chat room. That way, either way it go, we'll get you. We'll get that prayer for you. Okay, we'll pray for you. But over here, we pray, we worship, we praise God, our Father. Yeah, we worship and we praise. All right. Over here, we get them scriptures. Yeah, faith comes by hearing the word of God. Yeah, your faith in God comes by you hearing his word. Once you hear his word, you must do his word. Yeah, do what he's saying. Okay, that makes us successful. That puts us on the path to success with God, our Father. Yeah, once we hear what he is saying, and then we apply what he is saying, we do what he's saying. We get our faith from hearing his word, then we have to put our works, our actions with faith. All right? So yeah, man. We go live over here Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Hip Hop and Jesus, you know, Hip Hop and Jesus. Teaching Tuesdays. Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy, at 7 p.m. Eastern. Every Tuesday, or on Tuesdays. 7 p.m. Eastern, Tuesdays, we're recording live. That's Bible Study on Tuesdays. Saturdays, we do topics from the All-Knowing One. And we record live at 11 a.m. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Saturdays. And we just do topics from the All-Knowing One, just like today. Stupid parents raising stupid children in 2021. Now, if you read this title or you see the title and it offends you, well, okay, that's you. You're probably stupid. You see what I'm saying? But if you read it and trying to tune in and see what's going on, all right, because it's a reason. Yeah, the reason people are stupid is because they hate correction. That we're going off of what the Bible says. I didn't write the Bible. You didn't write the Bible. God, Abba Father, he wrote it. He got it. This is his word. And he knows us. He knows us better than ourselves. He got every right to let us know that we're stupid if we hate correction. That's what makes you stupid. That's what makes you a fool. If you hate correction, can't nobody correct you. Can't nobody tell you nothing. But yeah, this is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. So appreciate everybody tuning in. And we're going to go in today. You know what I'm talking about? Nah, I ain't just on here calling nobody stupid. You know we're going to go somewhere with this. This is a kingdom broadcast, so we going somewhere with this. All right? So appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. And now it's time for us to worship God, Abba Father, and praise God, Abba Father, in the spirit and in the truth. We pray. We play some songs, okay? Listen to the songs. Listen to the words. Then you meditate. Close your eyes if you can. You know what I'm talking about? Start praising and worshiping God from your heart. Throw your hands up if you are able. You see what I'm saying? If you can, I know people multitasking and everything too. But this is worship. So don't let anything stop you from worshiping and praising God. Now, we should worship and praise God every day. Okay, let me correct that. We do worship and praise God every day. Okay? Right now, we're just going to do it together. So appreciate you being here. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Get your mind on the Lord Jesus. Express your gratitude. You know, be thankful unto him. We ain't got to wait to no pagan Thanksgiving, but we thank God every day. Okay? And when they come up around here with the Thanksgiving and the Christmas stuff, we turn up extra. You see what I'm saying? All right? So, yeah, we're not going to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're not going to let anybody shake our faith. Well, God, he's not going to let anybody shake our faith. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So let's worship God, Abba Father, and praise God, Abba Father, in the spirit and in the truth. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. We'll be right back after this worship. Appreciate you tuning in.
Away, away from the noise, alone with you. Away, away to hear your voice and meet with you. Nothing else matters. My one desire is to worship you. I live to worship you. I live to worship you. the voices sing it out.
Say one to you, Lord. Your ambassador, yours truly. It's true. Yeah. Satan is the choice of the majority. Jesus seems to be the choice of only the minority. But he's the ultimate authority, we call the sovereignty. The most preeminent, so we got the most seniority. People follow me, without restraint, who knows how hard the heart will be. The world, flesh, and devil form the three-man camaraderie. And my block could be proof, soak in anthropology. Sin has long since become man's hottest commodity. Everything from robbery to sodomy, to improperly getting cash, to girls who flash like photography. Yeah. Without properly understanding biblical prophecy, you can't possibly see where the stop would be. Enduring all the verbal mockery. Got to be cause he loved me like women love a shopping spree. His agape be the love that got to me. He adopted me. Now I'm in his family and I'm God's property. And periodically some youth the one to copy me. As a copy, he savior, so no one lives properly. And when I start to get wobbly, God'll be mercy and grace the ultimate team like cheese and broccoli. They make up for what we lack cause of our poverty. Fills in the gaps and the cracks up in our pottery. I believe I'm a diver, sure not probably. You right, possibly, but let me share my philosophy. Logically, I know I don't want hell. Jalapenos are too hot for me. If it's not for free and salvation's got a fee, then I can't stand it. I'm like Titanic out for sea. Sure to be abandoned like bad stocks would be. Aww. But no need, cause Christ hit the jackpot for me. Yeah, that's why I love him. Mm-hmm. Yo, that's why I love him. Bring word.
I love you, Jesus.
Know it, Lord.
I love you, Jesus.
No one above you.
Yes, I do.
Oh, yes,
you
I
know
do.
It, Lord.
Love you, Jesus.
Most
love you, Jesus.
I love you.
Yes, it's true.
You know the world. She's my ex-girl. She keeps calling me because we used to go together kind of like your cars and keys. I was a fool, but we were cool as the autumn breeze. Till I met the God that barred the seas. Pardon me. I had some bad rap and R&B. Ought to be considered as dangerous as clogged arteries. The flesh and spirit's been warring like dogs and fleas. The God in me told me he's attacking all disease. It's getting hard for me to ignore the spiritual part of me that wants to hear Christ and not just lyrical artistry. I'm one to please the one who stretched out his arms for me. Though I feel him, he let them nail him on the tree. By now you're probably on to me. I think the sun's hot, hotter than high noon summer street corners be. To the only God who gave a son cause he wanted me. To him, all the praise, all the glory and the honor be.
I love you, Jesus. Yes, I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Love you, Jesus.
You know it.
Yes, it's true.
It's true.
True that, true that.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Lord.
Yes, I do.
I really do.
Love you, Jesus.
No one above you.
Yes, it's true.
You my number one love. You my number one love, Lord. Everybody else, they fall short.
Right. You bring worship out of a brother. I love you, Jesus. That's right. What it is, what's happening, what's cracking, and how are you? You are tuned into it. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. I sound like a preacher, don't I? This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. Yeah, today's topic, stupid parents raising stupid children in 2021. Okay, it didn't just start in 2021, but they continuing in 2021. Why you call them stupid? Because the Bible calls them stupid. I'm going to sound just like my father. I'm not going to sound like these Christians walking on this earth. Because these Christians walking on the earth, I don't know who they sound like. But I'm going to sound like my father. My father in his word. It says in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1. Okay, let me read it for you. Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge. Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge. But he who hates correction is stupid. Burnt them. Yes, sir. A sick burn. The Bible sick burning you. It ain't just no burn either. Yeah, that's the truth. When the Bible said about you, this is the truth. Somebody said, that's the truth. If God said it, yeah, if God called me stupid, then I must be stupid. Then I need to sit down here and talk with God and see how I can stop being stupid. Because I heard he make you wise. Because the scripture says, whoever loves instruction loves knowledge. If you love instruction, you love knowledge. You ain't just out here just doing whatever. Yeah, I'm bored, so let me go ahead and live my life. Wreck my life how I want to wreck it. Gosh, don't tell me nothing. See, that's stupid right there. Yeah, he who hates correction is stupid. Can't nobody tell you nothing? You stupid. Can't nobody teach you nothing? You stupid. Can't nobody correct you? You are stupid. Okay? That's what the Bible call you. I'm going to sound like my father. I don't care who don't like it, because the only one don't like Jesus' voice is Satan. Burnt them again. Yes, sir. The only one that does not like Jesus' voice is Satan. Now what? The only one who hates Jesus' name is Satan. Yeah, if you love Jesus, if you love God, then you love Jesus. All right, there you go. If you hate Jesus, guess what? If you hate Jesus, then you hate God. This ain't no religion, cuz. I'm not. God is no religion. Jesus is the Lord over heaven and over earth, over hell too. Yeah. This ain't no religion, cuz. I don't know how y'all let them wash your faith down to just believing in a freaking religion. Yeah, they wash your faith down. So you need to let the living water get all up in your face. Get your faith from the living water. Then you could slap the devil around just like this. Yeah, because heaven, every time heaven handles Satan, it's throwing him out. It's throwing him down in chains, in a pit. Come on, man. Jesus ain't walking on the earth talking about, what's up, Mr. Devil? High five. And man, please. I'm talking about Jesus and Satan beefing worse than Crips and Bloods, cuz. Crips and Bloods, they be banging, right? And they won't even, like the Crips, they won't even say B words. They'll say a C word instead. And the Bloods, they banging, they won't even say C word. They'll say a B word. Instead of saying couch, they'll say bouch. That's the Bloods. what you carrying that bouch for? What the? Are y'all banging that hard? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they that's how they do it. But this right here, evil and good is not going to line up. Evil and good is not equal. Evil and good is never going to be equal. And guess what? Evil, you will never be good. So y'all stop acting like good is evil. Because what you got? You got this evil Halloween coming up. Uh-oh. And y'all going to dress y'all children up and then go take them around trick-or-treating. I hope it rained real hard. So, okay, anyway. But yeah, I pray it rained real hard everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all are sitting up here dressing your children up, and the churches, they say having fall festival, all this stuff. You're still biting off the world. It's real celebrations. It's real feast in here. It's real feast in the Bible, the Feast of the Tabernacle. It's real offerings and stuff in here. It's real celebrations in here. But y'all don't want to do that. Y'all want to go by what the world doing and then bite out the world talking about, we ain't going to celebrate Halloween, but we going to call it the trunk or treat, or we going to call it fall festival. Guess what? Ain't nothing good about Halloween. Just like it ain't nothing good about evil. There is nothing good about the devil. God is the one that's good. Yeah, do we love God enough to do what he says? Tell me that the Holy Spirit said, it's okay for you to go celebrate Halloween. I know a preacher kid. I know a preacher's son. He said he wanted to go celebrate Halloween. This is a preacher's son now. He said he wanted to go celebrate Halloween, right? So the daddy said, okay. And got a sheep. And cut two eyes in the sheep. Like two holes in the sheep for eyes. And told his son, you going trick-or-treating as the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. That's a preacher kid. Yeah, you going trick-or-treating as the Holy Ghost. You know, good way he won't go trick-or-treat. Well, I got to be the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Yeah, man. Turn around, celebrate this evil holiday. Don't know a lot about it. It's just for the kids. Yeah, that's what the devil wants you to say. he got you tricked. It's just for the kids. They just getting candy. Like, bro, that's a high day for evil. That's what it is. And y'all don't even realize that. That's a high day for evil. It's a high day for the witches. A high day for them warlocks and them wizards. A high day for them familiar spirits and them mediums. All that media. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, yeah? And if you're going to follow Christ, I rebuke you for thinking that you can celebrate Halloween and then turn around and celebrate Jesus the next day. And see, Halloween, it's on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to go to church? You're going to go, how you going to go to church? Let me go ahead. How you going to go to church Sunday and then go trick-or-treating next, you know, later on the same day? What the? And then y'all celebrate with evil and then turn around and try to celebrate with Jesus after Halloween. Get out of here talking about, let's be thankful. Or let's celebrate the birth of Jesus. Jesus got words for you. He said, these people honor me with their mouth, but they ain't got no heart. Yeah, their heart is far from me, Joshua, because I'm the one saying they ain't got no, that's me. But yeah, their heart is far from me. That's what Jesus said. They honor me with their mouth. They got lip service, but I don't want no lip service. Anybody can say stuff. Jesus want that action, hear and do. You want faith and works. Faith without works is D-E-A-D. A lot of them churches are D-E-A-D, okay? They don't even recognize they can repent. You know what I'm talking about? Well, y'all got me jumping off. I'm already preaching, so might as well go ahead and keep on preaching, ain't it? Forget this outline. Let's go ahead and preach, cuz. Proverbs 12 and 1, I just read that. Might as well go ahead and jump on into it. I ain't even giving the itching ears or nothing chance to get out here today. You just gonna get this. You about to get this Jesus up in here today. You stay around here. Yeah, Proverbs 12 and 1. I'll read it again from the New King James Version. It says, whoever loves instruction, you love to be taught because you know you don't know everything, right? Whoever loves instruction, loves knowledge. Now, I ain't just talking about getting no, it's not just talking about regular old knowledge and man's education. Nah, miseducation is what that is. But it's talking about getting to know God. In his knowledge, you know what I'm saying? So loving his instruction, you love knowledge, but he who hates correction, you don't even want God to correct you? You stupid. Yeah, what kind of child raised themselves? Every child has to have an adult some way, somehow. Yeah, what child just born, unless the mama just birthed them and threw them away from the get-go? And I'm quite sure some adult had to come find them, though, if they survived. They ain't just, you know, get thrown in the trash can. Like Brenda's got a baby, threw him in the trash, and just got up out the trash when they grew up in the trash can, got up out the trash. No. He had to be an adult come. Okay? So we all can be taught. None of us know it all. Yeah, do you know it all? No, you don't. Only God does. Are you the type of person that has let pride take over and no one can teach you anything or correct you? Think about it. And that's what we're going to pick up at, man. So that was Proverbs 12 and 1. Kicked it off like that. So let's go to Proverbs 1 and 7 then. Because it's benefits of being taught by God. It's benefits of being in submission to God. And we don't just do it for the benefits, but we are grateful for the benefits, though. Yeah, we're not doing it for the benefits, but we are grateful for the benefits. We serve God for nothing. Yep. We're serving God just so I won't go to hell. I'm serving God because he is God. Yeah. The right way that we supposed to be doing this thing. He made me. He made you. All right? So, you can act or be stupid if you want, but not all of us reject correction. Yeah, not all of us reject correction, especially the correction of the Lord. So let's get it, man. Let's go to Proverbs chapter number 1. Proverbs chapter number 1. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Proverbs chapter number 1. Yeah, everybody in here this time, we ain't even give them a chance to go nowhere. I usually play my little theme music, give the itching ears and thin-skinned folks a chance to get on about their business. But nah, stay up in here. Because if you click in, you know what it is. If you've seen the title, Stupid Parents Raising Stupid Children. Oh, let me go ahead and be nosy. All right. You can get your nose chopped off and come in here being nosy now. If you come in here to get corrected, though, or to make sure that you ain't a stupid parent and make sure you ain't raising stupid children. Okay, this is for you. All right? So, yeah, I ain't just coming. you know, making a broadcast to beat up folks. No, this is to help. Okay, this is to help. But I got to speak their language. Satan in the world, he's I'm talking about he doing whatever in the world. Y'all think we over here in the kingdom supposed to go and be soft? That's why I like Hog Mob and Seven Them. They say we saved, not soft. That's our generation. Yeah, saved, not soft. We ain't giving you no Christianity. We giving you what God gave us, and he ain't give us no Christianity either. You think Jesus got on the cross, died, went through all that suffering just to give us Christianity, a religion that can be put in the category with other religions? And y'all need to stop walking around here calling yourself Christian. Stop it. That's what outsiders, biblically speaking, what the based on the Bible, this is what outsiders call them. Now, Peter referred to it one time, but we all know that Peter followed Jesus. He wasn't just Christian, the title. I just go to church on Sunday. I don't never read my Bible during the week. I just go to church on Sunday. I can't wait to church. I can't wait for Sunday so we can go half church. Jesus ain't never told you to go half church. He told you he saves us so we can worship God, our Father, in the spirit and in the truth, not go half church. But that's what happened. They got too busy having church, and they left the worship and praising of God out so much to the fact that even their songs became just words. You up in the goddamn choir and your heart wrong. Now, it'll be different if all the musicians that you chose, because it's some musicians, it's some drummers that love Jesus for real. It's some organ players that love Jesus for real. It's some real choir directors that's straight, okay, and that love Jesus for real. Y'all want to pick them do-boys and them old sissies, them yes boys, they're going to flip across your church. Yeah, they're going to flip. Yeah, hit them some flips and some splits. That's what y'all want in your church. Y'all don't want this real kingdom in your church. I know because I done been there. And I thank God for keeping me. Thank you, Father. Yeah, it's different when you meet Jesus, cuz. It's different when you meet Jesus than just meeting a religion. Or you could tell somebody who knows Jesus. Yeah. Because they're going to go off. They go, well, you're going to hear the Holy Spirit. Lord, I'm flipping that thing, man. What I said, Proverbs chapter 1, my bad, I ain't got that yet. It ain't too long to get there. We going with verse 7. One verse. Proverbs chapter 1, verse number 7. Then we're going to move on. Proverbs chapter 1. Appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I am Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 says, the fear of the Lord. Yeah, the fear of the Lord. Would you fear in coronavirus or something? You fear Biden with his old behind and Fauci them? The old folk trying to make this new medicine for this vaccine? Okay, anyway. The fear of the Lord. Jesus said, I'll show you who to fear. Fear the one that can kill you. That's God. And after that, he got the power to throw you in hell. That's God. Yeah, he can kill you. And after that, he could throw you in the hell. That's the one you need to fear. Coronavirus can't do nothing. It might can kill your body. You know what I'm talking about? But after that, it can't do nothing. You still got to face God. All right? The fear of the Lord, the reverence of God, is the beginning of knowledge. Think about it. So what that education be about that they teaching in school then? They miseducated us because they weren't teaching us about God. They miseducating our children, right? Because they ain't teaching us about God. But thank the Lord that we got our children, you know, they got the mind of Christ. So, you know what I'm talking about? They still get the truth. Because God is the all-knowing one, and he's the one that's teaching ours. All right, now, the fear of the Lord, check this out. The fear of the Lord, the reverence of the Lord, the honor of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So if they leaving God out, then what in the world are they teaching then? If the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, that means the fear of the Lord, this is the beginning of all knowledge. That's before kindergarten, right? Yeah, kindergarten, that's where you usually start at, right? Kindergarten. Some people go to preschool, but I'm just saying they start miseducating at kindergarten, right? So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. What happened to the fear of the Lord? The beginning of knowledge. So I guess that's why they call it education then. Because what is education? But they're miseducating up something. But we over here, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Those are the fools that kick God out of the schools. They despise wisdom and instruction. God set up everything when he made it, it was right, but here come man corrupting it. So don't be getting mad at God. You better get mad at man. And if you ain't got no man to blame, you better look at yourself. We ain't never correct when we get mad at God. I'm talking ever. God does everything for our good. We're going to read some scriptures on it. Even when he whooping us, he punishing us, he trying us, he putting on, you know, correcting us, chastising us. Yeah, he's doing it for our good, though. You know what I'm talking about? Them happy boys done took over the church. They be flipping over there. I seen one, this was years ago, though, and I walked out the church, but I seen one, he up there trying to do the praise dance. He got on tight, just like the females. He had on tight, the little tight, what they call it? I guess they just tights. You know what I'm talking about? And a leotard and stuff. They snap in the middle. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. He got on a onesie. You know what I'm talking about? And then the dude pulled out a ribbon. This in church now. Pulled out a ribbon and started jumping across the church like, hey, Leroy from Fame. I want to live. I'm like, boy, what the heat is going on? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's for real. Some bull crap, man. But, hey, about to put boots to the hands up in here. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. We on this. We are reverencing God. This is where your education, your knowledge comes from, children, okay, and adults. This is where our knowledge comes from, the fear of the Lord, getting to know who God is, honoring God like he's God. That's the beginning of knowledge, not kindergarten. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Mm-hmm. Fools are stupid. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Because what? They despise wisdom. They can't stand wisdom. They can't stand instruction. They despise it. That's a fool right there. Fools are stupid. Okay? Now that was Proverbs 12 and 1 and Proverbs 1 and 7. Go to Proverbs 15 and 10. Yeah, don't take my word. I'm going through these scriptures. I ain't cherry picking or nothing. I'm just highlighting because I get the whole word in. You know what I'm talking about? But I can't give you but certain verses. All right? So when we come together. All right? But I do encourage you, please, spend time with God. Get into the whole word of God for yourself. You won't be miseducated. You won't be misled by anybody. Okay? You'll know when the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, and you know, you one-on-one, and you'll know when the Holy Spirit is speaking to you corporately through a pastor, a prophet, an apostle, a teacher, or evangelist. You'll know. Okay? Any follower of Christ, you'll know. So Proverbs chapter 15, verse 10 says, correction is grievous or a grief. Think about that, grief. 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 When you grievous, if it's grief, it's the most thing we do is let me see. Grief. We look at that as a funeral. When we go to a funeral, you be grieving and stuff. You know what I'm saying? You lost somebody, what have you? Grief. So correction is grievous, though. Correction is like being at a funeral. It make you feel like make these folks feel like being at a funeral. It's grievous unto him that forsakes the way. Correction is only a grief, or it's only grievous unto those that forsake the way. Yeah, I know. You start off, it's like what the babies, okay? We all start off the same way. God love all of us. His love is for everybody. Jesus died for everybody. Now, you can grow up in the way. Some of us, you know, was raised by parents that took us to church and let us know, get to know Jesus and stuff, and some of us forsook the way. Right? I say all of us did. Forsook the way at some time or another, then we came back, right? But at the time, if you try to correct us, like it's some people now, you try to correct them, it's a grief unto them. Correction is grievous unto him. Why? Because they forsook the way. They left the way. They left the truth. Okay? Correction is grievous unto him that forsakes the way, and he that hates reproof shall die. Okay? You ain't want me to call you stupid? Well, let me just put it like this, because that would actually be nice. Okay? He who hates correction shall die. How about that then? Is that better for you? You like that? Yeah, those who forsake the way, those who leave the truth, those who say, well, I don't believe all that Jesus stuff. Let me go get this knowledge over here. I don't believe all that Jesus stuff. Let me go get this science over here. I don't believe all that Jesus stuff. Let me go get this book. Let me watch this video. Let me listen to this person. Mm-hmm. He that hates reproof shall die. That's a stupid parents raising stupid children. Oh, he who hates correction shall die. How about that? Is that a better title? Nah, just call me stupid. Just call me stupid. I don't want to hear about dying. No, I'd rather be stupid than... Yeah, because if you're stupid, you can repent. Because you're only stupid because you hate correction. And you only hate correction because you forsook the way. Hallelujah. Father, you put this thing together, man. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 11 says, hell and destruction. Proverbs 15, verse 11 says, hell and destruction. Not construction and not heaven, but hell and destruction are before the Lord. Are before who? Before the Lord, because man done forgot. Man living like ain't no hell or heaven. Man living like he can do all this evil and still go to heaven. Man act like, if I don't believe in hell, if I don't believe in the devil, then they ain't gonna bother me. Like, boy, he the one got you. He got you. You gonna die. Hell and destruction are before the Lord. Remember what it was, Lazarus and the rich man? Yeah, hell and destruction are before the Lord. He ain't gonna keep it out there. Did you remember that they were talking? The rich man died and went to hell and opened up his eyes. He said he died. He opened up his eyes in hell. You don't know if you're going to wake up tomorrow. You don't know if you're going to make it through the day. But when you open your eyes, if you do that, you want to open your eyes in heaven. You want the angels to come and carry your way to Abraham's bosom like they did Lazarus, because the rich man died and he opened his eyes in hell and he was alive though. Huh? Yeah, he died from the earth, but he opened his eyes in eternity, and he was in hell for eternity, though. Yeah, God ain't playing with none of us. Yeah, he ain't playing. And then he see heaven from hell. He see heaven from that flame that he being tortured in. I'm just giving you the scriptures. All this in your Bible. He see heaven over there looking. Boy, that's torturous by itself. You open your eyes forever in hell for eternity, and you see heaven. But hell and destruction, that's before the Lord, back over here to Proverbs 11, that same hell gets thrown into the lake of fire. So it's not going to always be before him. But let's go. Proverbs 15, verse 11. Hell and destruction are before the Lord. How much more than the hearts of the children of men? Yeah, your heart before God. What kind of heart you got? Hmm? Yeah, our hearts, the one brought coronavirus here. Evil hearts. Our hearts, the one that made God flood the earth in the first place, that people didn't seem to forget about. So hell and destruction are before the Lord. How much more than the hearts of the children of men? What's in your heart? Forget what's in your wallet. You know what I'm talking about? What's in your heart? Psalms chapter 9. Let's go. Psalms chapter 9. I feel like preaching. Yes, sir. God, you are good all the time. Yes, sir. I praise it by myself, bro. I'm cuckoo like that. He worthy of that. Yeah, I don't need no congregation. I praise God, just me and him. And the few people that do come, appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? The few people that do tune in, much love. God, blessings to you. God's continuous blessings to you. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man. But I'm cuckoo now. I'm cuckoo for Christ. But I do appreciate y'all being here. Hip hopping with a brother. Psalms chapter 9, go to verse 17. We're reading verse 17 and verse 20. Today's topic, stupid parents raising stupid children in 2021. Well, why are you calling them stupid? Because the Bible says they're stupid. The Bible calls them stupid. Yeah, he who hates correction is stupid. We read that, Proverbs 12 and 1. All right, so Psalms chapter 9, verse 17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell. Yeah, your heart before God, hell and destruction is too. But the wicked, you got a wicked heart, cuss, you're going to be turned into hell. And all the nations that forget God, you're going to be turned into hell too. That's what we're reading Psalms chapter number 9, verse 17. I'll read it again. The wicked shall be turned into hell because they won't turn from their wicked ways. So God's going to turn them into hell then. He'll rather save you, because he ain't got no pleasure in no death of the wicked. He got pleasure. He want the wicked to turn, cuz. The whole thing, that's the whole while. God's still out here with coronavirus. Those of us that still living, God wants us to turn to him. Some of us did that, and it's been a good turn. Yeah, it's a good turn. It's our turn. Yes, sir. The wicked shall be turned into hell, though. And all the nations that forget God. We don't forget God. We don't forsake his way. We're acknowledging him in all of our ways. Now, if he told us to do that, then we need to do that. It's a reason that he said, acknowledge me in all of your ways, not just when you're good. Not just when you feel like, okay, I feel good, I can pray. Oh, I feel bad, I can't pray. No, acknowledge God in all of your ways. Sometimes you don't feel like preaching. I mean, you don't feel like praying. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes you don't feel like reading the Bible, but guess what? Do it anyway, because it ain't nothing but a trick of Satan to keep you out of your strength. The Bible going to give you strength. Your prayer give you strength, too. God will talk to you and say something and strengthen you just like that by one word. Acknowledge him in all of our ways, and he'll direct you. Okay? But the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. America, they go for you, too. Pushing God out of the way, letting all this faggotry. Okay, homosexuality, let me say that. Homosexuality, because that's what the Bible calls it. Letting all this homosexuality come in there, letting all these abortions, these mothers fighting for rights to cure their children, and some of them mothers. What the heathen, bro? Some of these are mothers who fighting for rights to kill their children. I'm going to say it like it is. That's what God looking at. It's abortion. It's just abortion. It's not killing. That's a murderous, a gruesome murderous process, too. Because in some of those cases, they ripping the children's limbs apart. Yeah. But y'all, oh, that's my body, my choice. Get the... If they didn't come up with abortion in the first place, you wouldn't be fighting for that crap. And then if your mama aborted you, you wouldn't be fighting for that crap. Sick burn, if your mama aborted you, you wouldn't be able to sit up here and march for rights to abort. Now, I'm all for having rights and choosing, because God give us a free will. I'm all for that, but not for it's my body, I'm going to murder my baby if I get pregnant instead of being abstinent or getting married and have a husband. Come on, man. Mm-hmm. Put more ways in there to intervene. So I say, look at this. Think about it. The police and 911 always get called after the crime. What kind of, how y'all going to be heroes and stuff? I'm talking about they show up after the crime. They got to go clean up. Y'all a clean up crew. That's all they is. They come clean up stuff after they mess up. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all don't never be on time. Oh, 911 after the crime. And if they call you while the crime happening, then you still show up after the crime. Like, bro, we'll be there in 8 minutes. What the? I'm supposed to trust them? No, I'm going to trust God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I trust God. Yeah, I trust God. Psalm chapter 9, verse 20 says, put them in fear, O Lord. Yeah. Put them in fear. Remind them that they ain't nothing but men. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Put them in fear. Yeah, that coronavirus on earth. Put them in fear, O Lord, so that the nations may know themselves to be but men. We can't even handle this coronavirus. Men. Strong as we are, as much knowledge as we got, technology, all this, you can't even handle a coronavirus. Put them in fear, O Lord. Yeah, God can handle the coronavirus. Yeah, put them in fear, O Lord. God can handle all the nations, too. And he's going to. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. Yeah. You ain't nothing but a human. Yeah, you need some correction. You need some discipline. Yeah, God is right if he punish us. I used to get on punishment. I know. I used to get on punishment, man. You know what I'm talking about? Like, man, be going through it, too. Brought an F home one time on my report card, but I was on punishment to the next report card. God! No, for real, now. Mama, them ain't play by no F's, cuz. What's wrong with you? You ain't doing your best. F, that means you ain't doing your best. Unless you just couldn't understand in that class, you just couldn't. But I know I got an F because I didn't do my best. I didn't like how the teacher talked. She talked crazy, and I'm talking about like, ugh. Yeah, she talked crazy. It was worse than a lisp. Like, every time she talked, I got a whole glob of spit. I'm like, ugh! I don't want to hear this. And this is level 3 science. Ah! I can't stand this lady class. Let me hurry up and get out. I can't stand it, class, bro. About the abortions, less than 1% are the results of rape. Yeah. Right. Correct. They be trying to say something about that. They don't even push that. They try to push that point, but like you said, it's less than 1% of people that get raped get abortions. And we did a broadcast years ago, and I was playing it back about, 2 months ago? And I heard one of the callers call in and said, made me change my mind about Because I was saying, you know, I was understanding, like, if somebody get raped, I can see that. But they were like, man, even if I got raped, I'll just have to, you know, because children are inherited from the Lord, so I have to give them a child up to God. I couldn't even abort it then. I was like, man, this was from a female mouth. I'm like, darn. Well, all right then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can try. They ain't going to do nothing, though. Yeah, that 1%. Well, what about if somebody raped? What about incest? Yeah, that's... Y'all on that incest stuff. The Bible tell us don't lay with your auntie and your cousin and your mom and all. The Bible tell us, and the dog, don't lay with a dog. These both marrying dogs. I read the scripture say, don't lay down with an animal like you lay with a human. I'm like, hey, okay, I got that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, some stuff make common sense. They're like, okay. But God let you know, like, this is what folks doing. The culture that you in, this is what they doing. The lady married her dog, huh? And she ain't the only one. Like, body him up. Stupid. Mm-hmm. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Ezekiel chapter 33. Let's go. Ezekiel chapter number 33. Hallelujah. Stupid parents raising stupid children. You hate correction, you stupid. Nobody can't tell you nothing, you stupid. But you think you know it all, you stupid. Ezekiel chapter 33. One verse from over here. Verse number 11. All right. Ezekiel chapter number 33. Verse 11 says, the voice of joy. I'm in Jeremiah. Ooh, boy. I'm going to look at cross-eyed right quick. Hold on. I'm sorry. My bad. But Ezekiel is around here somewhere. Ezekiel, where is Ezekiel? Trying to hide from me, brother. Trying to make me read Jeremiah, man. But Ezekiel is a good book, man. It's deep. It goes with, you can see a lot of Revelation. The book of Revelation, you can see a lot of that in Ezekiel as well. Now, I found Ezekiel. Okay. Chapter 33. I'm going there. One verse. Verse 11. Say unto them, as I live, says the Lord. As I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Told you. Warning comes before destruction. If you take the warning, you won't be destroyed. But if you don't take heed to the warning, you want to continue to be stupid, you shall be destroyed. Say unto them, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. But that the wicked turn from his way and live. That's what made me bring me pleasure. If the wicked turn from his wicked ways and live. So then it says, you turn. Yeah, you turn. Make a U-turn. Mm-hmm. Don't just turn left or right. Turn away from Satan and turn to God. You turn. Turn you. Yeah, you turn from your evil ways. Turn from your evil ways or turn you. Turn you from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? Yeah, remember, we all start off as babies with a 100, with the love of God, yeah. And then we get up and start making God like, boy, make God hate you because you're acting wicked, cuz. Come on, man. You're not acting like Jesus. You're acting like God's enemy, Satan. Mm-hmm. You think God's still supposed to? God in love. I know he loved me, but do you love him enough so he won't destroy your behind? Because it ain't for him to get into our mind. We got to get the mind of Christ. Preach, Jesus. Yeah, it ain't for him to get to our mind. It ain't for him to work according to our plans. Yeah, but it's for us to step up and get the mind of Christ and start working and doing things according to his plans. With that being said, we're going to pause, take a break, and come right back. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. I am Oasis. And you are some stupid parents raising your stupid children. I ain't talking about all y'all. I ain't talking about the one who don't. I'm not talking about the ones that don't hate correction. I'm talking about the ones who hate correction. They the ones stupid. When Hip-Hop Meets Christ, we'll be right back. Appreciate you tuning in. Yeah, yo.
Lord, I just apologize for losing my temper and getting all out of character, God. And I even had nerve to get a phone number the other day, Lord. And I just know that ain't how Christians are supposed to act, Lord. I just,
Peter.
I didn't mean to jaywalk, Lord. I just,
he
I need somebody to just come to me and be real, God. Let me know, am I still loved?
Yeah. man. We're about to have a meeting over here, man.
Okay.
You're welcome to come. No, no. Don't be afraid, man.
Wait.
Come on over. Everybody ready? Alright, look. Good evening, outcast. How are you this evening? I'm verbal to mouthpiece, and this is the speakeasy. Welcome to the album. Welcome to New Breed. Welcome to the real. Welcome controversy. Welcome to the kingdom. If you're tired of being hurt, if you've been kicked out of the church because of the length of your skirt, or you ain't tucked in your shirt, cause that ain't how your mind works. They told you you couldn't cut it and wouldn't find your worth. And all of your life, you feel there's gotta be more. Burning desires inside that won't be ignored. Come out of the world with control, the tailspin. This is the rebellion. And you can let yourself in. We rebels with the cause. He's taking us all falls. So be not afraid, but speak like you told Paul. And hold not that peace. We tearing down the wall. The movement's underway. It's time to heed the call. The call. Generation X, away with those beasts. Ain't no Generation X. They ain't ready for this, but we don't need their approval. Cause tomorrow never comes. Hey, we no longer the future. We the present surprise. It'll open up y'all eyes, make the world much better in a way that is clever. But before we can't do that, we gotta first come together. So tell a friend about the album. Tell them to come see me. Tell them to tell others, but tell them to speak easy. Tell them to tell others, but tell them to speak easy.
Tell everybody.
Please.
interested in choppers. Started breaking the law, so now I'm ducking these coppers. Who's really to blame? Is it me for these problems? But would I still be the same? I seen you be my mama. Pause, bring the comma. Tired of living in drama, and this ain't working no more. Not fighting it any longer. I'm gone, so I'm giving you deuces. My life is too crucial. Transition to newness from what I've been used to. They wanna see me fail, but I gotta prove it wrong. And I'm choosing not to quit. I've been fighting so long. Greatness is in my soul, it's all in my bones. Like you on third base and I'm bringing you home. MJ23 when I'm all in my zone. Trying to live right, so now I've been feeling alone. But I know it gets harder though. I gotta live with these past decisions that I made. So many thoughts on my mind, you don't even know. We're talking to my grandmother on yesterday. She told me how my cousin done been sentenced and getting sent away. Wishing I can get away. Jump off in a spaceship and touch the moon. Tired of the same tunes, so I'ma catch another groove. Doing what I wanna do, I'm saying what I wanna say. When I feel I'm getting weak, I get up in my word and pray. Mayday, mayday, I'm feeling like there's something wrong. So I'ma watch this replay. I hope you kept the camera on. Yeah, I did a lot of wrong. Things that hunt me from my past. Really wishing it was gone. Then maybe what we have can last. Moving kinda fast, but had to slow it down. Cause I've been out there in the deep. Feeling like I'm about to drown. Last hoping, feeling so hopeless. I'ma be the player and let Christ do the coaching. Yeah, but please watch how you approach me. Cause I'm still under construction and some things are being broken.
Transition.
Yeah, what he said. Watch how you approach me now. You ain't going to get no Christian response over here. You're going to get that lion response. Yeah, Jesus is the lamb and the lion. And y'all done killed the lamb. Get ready for the lion. Yeah, that's coming through us in our generation. What's happening? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you again. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. Today's topic, stupid parents raising stupid children in 2021. I had to put in 2021 because we did a broadcast like this, I believe in about 2012, stupid parents raising stupid children. Went off then. And it ain't got no better since then because obviously people don't want to listen to the correction of the Holy Spirit. You see what I'm saying? They'd rather hang with Satan. And then when you tell them they're going to get the fate of Satan, then they want to look at you like you wrong, but it don't matter. You keep telling them the truth. You keep, you know, fighting the good fight of faith yourself and keep bringing that truth like God told you to, God, your Father. All right, let's get back into these scriptures, man. Yeah, we about, what, halfway there? I think we're more than halfway. All right, so let's go, we're going to Proverbs chapter number 23. Proverbs chapter 23. Let's get it. Proverbs chapter number 23, and then go, we're going to start at verse 13 and verse 14, okay, two verses. Proverbs chapter 23, we're going to chapter 13 next, but right now, Proverbs chapter number 23, and we're reading verses 13 and 14, and I'm already on Proverbs chapter 23. Waiting for you. Verse 13 to verse 14. I'll give you a few more seconds. Proverbs chapter 23. Proverbs chapter 23. Verse 13 and verse 14. And it says, withhold not, that means don't hold correction from the child. Mm-hmm. Well, I ain't gonna beat him. I ain't gonna whoop them, man. My mama didn't whoop me when I was young. You crazy? Boy, I would knock my children out. Do you hit Nigel Clay? I'm gonna do that. Yeah, my mama didn't knock me out, but they whooped my behind and put me on punishment for a long time now. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, man, you can't throw away everything that your parents did, especially if it helped you. You might want to get up, grow up, and become an adult and dismiss everything. I can see dismissing a lot of the stuff and traditional things that didn't work. But don't be throwing out everything. I throw out everything that my parents put up. Man, please. Anyway, let's go. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 13 says, withhold not correction. Do not withhold correction from the child. For if you beat them, whoop them children. Yeah, beat them children. Yep. Yeah. Beat them, cuz. I'm talking about beat them down. Don't kill them, though. Because look what the Bible. For if you beat them, you need to say whoop them. If you beatest them, okay? If you beatest, let me get real KJV on you. If thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die, okay? It's a difference in correcting. It's a difference in discipline versus abusing somebody. I'm not for child abuse, no. But for child discipline, yeah. Especially if they need to be whooped. Why? Because look at the next verse. You shall beat him with the rod and shall deliver his soul from hell. Now, do you want your child to go to hell? Or you'd rather whoop him and deliver his soul from hell, cuz? I ain't going to whoop him. Okay, he on the way to hell then. Because the Bible tells you don't withhold correction. Well, it just said don't hold correction. Don't withhold. So I just put him in time out. Then it said beat him, though, in that same verse. Now what? I don't want to beat mine and put it on time out. Well, y'all beat the stuffing out of us as slaves, didn't you? But sick burn. Yep, got him. Mm-hmm. Y'all beat the stuffing out of us as slaves, didn't you? Mm-hmm. You don't even want to correct your child? Withhold not correction from the child, for if you beat him with the rod, he shall not die. I'm going to get me a rod, man. I got all girls, but okay, don't get a rod for the girl. All right, then. Because it said beat him with a rod. What am I going to beat them with? A switch? Okay, all right. Withhold not correction from the child, for if you beat him with the rod, he shall not die. Correct your children. They don't know everything. And please, these days, don't let your children correct you. Thank them. Yeah, don't let them correct you. You the parent. Yeah, too many parents trying to be their children's friend. Like, no, man, I ain't your friend. I'm your parent. I'm friendly. You can talk to me about everything, but I'm not your friend. Them friends who y'all go to school with, y'all equal to them. But don't come up in here thinking you equal to us if we your parents. Right? Yeah, withhold not correction from the child. For if you beat him with the rod, he shall not die. You shall beat him with the rod and shall do what? Deliver his soul from hell. You ain't just beating him. Oh, the Bible told me to beat you. Come here, girl. Don't go hit your teenage son or your old. Come here, the Bible told me I can beat you. Come here, boy. I'm about to deliver you from hell. Hit him real hard. Bye. Don't do that. Look, I thought you'd beat him for no reason. Don't beat him for no reason. But when you beat him, though, this is my reason. I'm going to deliver you from hell, boy, and hit him real hard. Okay, let me go on. You shall beat him with the rod and shall deliver his soul from hell, though. That's what the whoopings are for. That's what the chastising is for. That's what the punishment is for. For what? To deliver our souls from hell. Even God corrects us. God disciplines us. God punishes us. We feel, I'm talking, why are you doing me like this? But he do it for our profit. That we might be partakers of his holiness. You ain't got to take my word for it. I got the scriptures on that. Okay? Again, discipline, not abuse. Discipline, correction, not abuse. If you abuse children, may the Lord, their Redeemer, abuse you then. How about that? Yeah, this saved, not soft. This kingdom over here, we got the authority over all the power of Satan. And if Satan going that hard, okay, the sons of God about to go stupid hard. Yes, sir! Mm-hmm. Go over to Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs 13. Verses number, well, just one verse. Verse 24. So Proverbs chapter 13. One verse. Verse 24. And it says, he that spares his rod hates his son. I ain't going to whoop my child because I love him. My mama done whooped me. The Bible said if you don't whoop him, then you hate him then. My children, I need to whoop everybody. Right? I'm going to whoop everybody today to show them my love. No, I'm just playing. Don't do it like that. That's stupid thinking. I'm going to whoop everybody in the house. God, no. Everybody got a whooping coming. But no, man. Verse 24, Proverbs 13 says, he that spares his rod hates his son. If you never correct them, you hate them then. They're your children. You never correct them, you hate them. You can't always tell your children, yes. He that spares, now God can do what he do, but we ain't God, okay? We limited. He that spares his rod hates his son, but he that loves him chastens him betimes. I don't know what betimes mean. Plenty of times, I guess. Yeah, every time you get in trouble, I'm going to whoop you. Yes, sir. But now God don't even do us like that. So we have to do our children like God trains us and like God does us. He chastens us. You know what I'm talking about? He corrects us. Sometimes we act up. You have to put us on punishment. For real. As an adult. You got too many adults around here walking around like nobody can't teach them nothing. Nobody can't tell them nothing. Not even God. Like, bro, you rejecting the correction of God, that's going to get you killed. So he that spares his rod hates his son. You're not showing them love by not correcting them. You're showing them hate by not correcting them. That goes to all them other that say, you got to agree with me being wrong. If you don't, you hate crime. You know, like, bro, if y'all don't take that old homophobic bull crap, whatever y'all trying to call it, that's y'all on that bull stuff. I'm going to go by what the Bible says, the one who knows us better than all of us. Okay? He that spares his rod hates his son, but he that loves him chastens him. Okay? You're not, just because, you know, I'm not going to sit up here and agree with you when you're wrong. That's the point. Yeah, I don't care who you are. All right? And God ain't going to sit up here and agree with us when we wrong. He don't care who we are. Yeah, we are children, but when we wrong, yeah, correct us, Lord. All right, now Proverbs chapter 19, go over a few chapters. Proverbs chapter 19, one verse from over here, verse 18. Proverbs chapter 19, yeah, the Bible teaches you about everything in life, okay? That's why Satan wants you to read every book except the Bible. But the devil is the liar. Get that word of God, man, so you can get your faith in the right place. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 18 says, chasing your son. You see, it keep telling you chasing your son, your children, your child. Chasing your son. Correct your son while there is hope. That's why you have to be. That's why I'm about to go whoop everybody today. Go while there's hope. Okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Chasing your son while there is hope, though. And let not your soul spare for his crying. Okay? Do not be moved. I got all girls. I don't be moved by their tears. When they're wrong, they get to crying. I ain't going to stop getting on you or correcting you. Just because you crying, them tears don't move me. You wrong for doing this. And my children know. Y'all get in trouble when y'all do stuff y'all know you don't supposed to be doing. You ain't getting in trouble like that if you do something you don't really know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Beat them. These boys while there is hope. You go get them. Come here, let me bust y'all up while there's some hope in you. Go get them, cuz. Go whoop them. These boys. Proverbs 19:18, chasing your son. They're like, man, why we had to tune in today? Mama, why you listen to this broadcast today? And it's a man talking, too. Yeah, this God word, though, talking through the man. Proverbs 19:18, chasing your son while there is hope. Let not your soul spare for his crying, because he start crying. Oh, mama, yeah, some of y'all turn y'all soft. All them, and some of them children know all they got to do is cry. Just cry a little bit, and she'll stop. Some of them know that, man. All I got to do is say, mama, you hit me too hard. And then she'll stop. Like, please. Man, my mama will pinch your skin off. I still feel the pinches right now, and she in heaven. Been going to heaven since 2015.
I'm talking about turn your skin this way with a pinch and turn it back the other way like she wringing out a rag. Like, hey, man, that's my skin, man. But I appreciate the pinches because they kept me out of trouble. They got another system called the correctional system, but they will abuse you in that mug. They will kill you or let you get killed in that mug. You want to listen to the ones who love you. You might think they're killing you, but they ain't killing you. We beating you so you ain't going to die. We beating you to deliver your soul from hell. Now, if you mess around and get into that correctional system, jail, prison, and all that stuff like that, all right, you'll see. And you'll be wishing that you was out there with your mama who love you, or your daddy, or your grandparents, whoever raising you, auntie, uncle, whoever it is. All right? Now, let's go. Proverbs chapter 3. And then we go into Hebrews, and then we're going to be finished. Because I'm going to get ready to close. Yes, sir. I'm getting ready to close. Yeah, I'm getting ready to close. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11 and verse 12. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11 and verse 12. Now, this is to the children and to us adults. We get corrected too by God, right? My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord. Do not despise when God is whooping you, when God, because he's correcting you. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. Don't get tired of his correction. Endure it, man. Endure it, woman, children, teenagers. You have to endure whatever God put in there. God works everything out for our good. It might not feel good, but it's going to work out good results if you just stay in the fire. Proverbs 3, verse 11. My son, go for the daughters too, my child, my children, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. You want him to correct you because he don't do nothing but love you. He don't hate you at all. He loves you. You want the ones who love you to correct you. Instead of the ones that got correction in their name, correctional system, they ain't finna correct nothing. They just got the name there. They gonna make money off of your head. They make, about a $150 to $250, $250 a day on each MA head, just to let you know. Might be more than that. $150 to $250 a day for each inmate. Okay? Why you think the prison's so crowded? And then they trying to stop us, the black males. If we the minority, according to their records, how we the majority when it comes down to bad stuff? You mean tell me y'all, the white folk don't commit no crimes, cuz? Or they just let them get away with it, just like little Brian Laundry killed Gabby Petito, and they let him get away with it. Like, man, that man, y'all, I'm talking about, he ain't saying nothing. He went with the girl, came back without her, and he got the nerve not to say nothing, and then y'all go for it. I guess because he's the white color in America, right? Yeah, I'm going there. He's the white color. The crimes are different. I'm talking about they showed the police pulling them over, questioning them for about an hour when we can't even get questioned for 5 minutes. They pull out the gun. Soon as they pull us over, they pull a gun out. I ain't making this up. I'm just exposing it. So be corrected by the ones who love you, young men. Be corrected by the ones who love you, young women. I can't wait till I get out of this house and go get in trouble and go get it locked up. And then guess who you're going to call? Your mama, your daddy, because really daddy don't even be coming to see like that. But mama, I need money on my book. Mama, you going to come visit me this weekend? Mama, mama this, mama that. Oh, now she mama? When she tried to tell your behind to stay up out of there. Oh, man, God, get do it, Father. Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 12 says, for whom the Lord loves, whom the parent loves too, whom the Lord loves, he corrects. Whom the parent loves, they correct. Even as a father, the son in whom he delights, told you. Look at God put the Lord right there and the parent right there in the same verse. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 12, for whom the Lord loves, he corrects. Even as a father, the son in whom he delights. There's nothing wrong with you being corrected by your parents that love you or your parent or your guardian, whoever it is, and there's nothing wrong with you being corrected by the Lord. God chastens us. God corrects us. That's another word for chasten, another synonym. God disciplines us. That's what this is all about. He who hates discipline is stupid. He who hates the chastening of the Lord is stupid. He who hates when God corrects him is stupid. Stupid parents raise a stupid children, okay? So, yeah. When God does this for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Yeah, just like true parents, they're going to correct you. That don't mean your mama hates you. Quit listening to Satan. He the one that hates you. If somebody telling you that your mama hates you or your daddy hates you and you know good and well they taking care of your mind, come on, man, don't listen to Satan. Don't even listen to your feelings, because Satan like, you feeling bad? You feeling bad? Well, let me capitalize and make you feel even. You can't go off of feelings. I tell you, I got all daughters, and I let them know emotions ain't nothing. Don't get caught up in or be led by your emotions. A lot of folk messed up because of their emotions, man. Oh, I feel this way. I feel it, man. I didn't feel like it, so I didn't do it. Okay, you messed up. You missed out on it. Hebrews chapter 12, so I can get y'all up out of here. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. All right? All right, let's go. Hebrews chapter number 12. We're going to end it over here. I'm about to say, everybody say amen. Amen, yeah. Love the ones that correct you. Love them back. Just go on, just walk up to your mama and say, go ahead and beat me, mama. I know I done did something. I'm going to do something today. No, okay. I'm going to do something later on. Go ahead and beat me. I take my whooping up front. I'm going to be proactive on this whooping. Go ahead and whoop me. Because I'm going to slap one of my little brothers later. Okay. Hebrews chapter 12. Starting at verse 5. You're almost finished. We got 19 minutes left. It's not going to take 19 minutes, I don't think. So we're going to read verses 5 through 11, then we're going to pick back up with 12 through 14. I had to separate them like this because there is some good stuff in here, some heavy stuff in here, some stuff that we need to pull out. So Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5. It says, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks unto you as unto children. Correction means I accept you as a child. Okay? If God don't correct you, you're just like a bastard. Mm-hmm. You ain't got no parents. No daddy or mama. Parents. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks unto you as unto children. My son. Children. My son. God calling you his son. Or daughter. He ain't leaving you out either. My child. Okay. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when you are rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens or corrects and scourges. That's a whooping right there. He scourges every son whom he receives. Didn't you see how Jesus got killed? Who you think let that happen to Jesus? Matter of fact, God did it. It pleased God to bruise him. Like, what? Yeah, this ain't no salt. It's not a cakewalk. It pleased God to put him through that because God teaches us this. He teaches us obedience, not disobedience. He teaches us obedience. God teaches us obedience by the things that we suffer. Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered. But yeah, the scriptures say it pleased God to bruise him because God know what he doing. He was doing something else for us. While Jesus was getting bruised up. Yeah, God was doing something else for us. Right? So, it's in that, he was despised and rejected of men. It's in that scripture. He was despised. I'm going to get it. So I just want to read that one scripture to y'all that says that it pleased the Lord to bruise him. You're like, man, what? Because it don't make sense to us until we get to know God. That's why we got to get the mind of Christ. Then we can embrace when we got to go through the trials and tribulations. We can give God someone to boast on. Hebrews 11 said God wasn't ashamed to be their God because they received the promises. They believed them. They saw them fall off even though they didn't manifest in their lives before they left. He said God wasn't ashamed to be their God. Okay? But it said, yeah, let me see. It pleased him to bruise him. Verse 10 from Isaiah 53. You don't have to go here. I'm just reading it. Isaiah 53. If you want to go back later and get that whole chapter. There's nothing but 12 verses in it. But verse 10 says, yeah, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Now, he wasn't just sitting up there, yeah, oh, yeah, let me give you some more. Yeah, that's it. No. It pleased the Lord to bruise him because he was doing something for us. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. Now, this to help you out. In case you've been feeling grievous, going through something with God, I'm talking about he's doing you just like Jesus. So that's a good thing. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you shall make his soul an offering for sin, that's why it pleased God. He made Jesus' soul an offering for sin, right? He shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. So that's why it pleased the Lord, because he was, offering his soul for our sin. He became the sin offering. Now, back over to Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 6 says, for whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. Now, if you're not being corrected by God, then you need to check and see if God receives you then, because God don't leave you alone when he loves you. He don't just leave you alone. Mm-hmm. He don't just leave you alone and let you do whatever. When he loves you, okay, you say, okay, God, have your way, then that means I can chasten you. I can scourge you. Have your way. Look, that's why you can't just be up there feeling good. God, I want you to do whatever you need to do in my life. Okay, and when he started doing it, he still had that same attitude. God, I want you to do whatever you do in my life. Right. That's how we got to get. That's the process right now. Because when he first do it, you'd be like, man, what the heezy? Man, what in the world is going on? You'd be praying like Jesus. If this cup can pass from me, you might not even come back with what Jesus said, and I have not what I want, but what you want. You might not say that. I don't know. Like, hey, Father, let this pass from me, man. We got to learn how to pray like Jesus. Even if you don't let it pass from me, your will be done, not what I want. If your will is not to deliver me from this, then your will be done, even though I want to be delivered from it, but your will be done and not mine. Yeah, God loves that. This is how you please God. Choose him. Choose his will over how you feel and everything, over what you think you knew, think you know. All right? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 7, if you endure chastening. If you let your mama whoop you now, as long as she want to whoop you, if you endure it now, if you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chastens not? Now, if you got a parent, I'm talking about a real parent, you're going to feel this love. You see what I'm saying? This is love. God deals with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chastens not? If you got a real parent, they're not going to abuse you. If you got a real parent, all you got to do is listen to them, and you'll turn out pretty good if you listen to them. But if you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chastens not? What kind of child, what kind of parent would I be if I didn't correct my children? What kind of parents would my parents have been if they did not correct me and my brother and my sister? Verse 8. Hebrews chapter 12 says, but if you be without chastisement, yeah, somebody say, whoop me, Jesus. Now, y'all ain't crazy enough like that, ain't it? I say, whoop me, Jesus. Okay, whoop us, Jesus, in the shape. Whoop us in the shape. See, if Jesus whoop you, that's what's going to happen. It's going to work out for you. Let me continue to read these scriptures. So then you'll be like, okay, correct me, Father. Okay, because that's what he do. If he whoop you, that's for a correction. And we should want him to correct us. But if you be without chastisement, if you be without correction, whereof all are partakers, we all been there, right? Then you are bastards and not sons, okay? If you be without correction, then you're a bastard. You don't have parents. You're not sons. You're a bastard. That's what the Bible calls you. Not, oh, you should call me a bastard. No, I didn't. I'm reading the Bible. But if you be without chastisement, whereof all our partakers, we all been there, then are you bastards and not sons. If God ain't correcting you, you're a bastard. You're not a son. You don't belong to this kingdom. God, you can't call God Father. You're going to continue to call him God, and that's it. Verse 9, Hebrews chapter 12 says, furthermore, we have had fathers, we have had parents of our flesh. Yeah, you can listen to somebody that done been there now. I'm an ex-knucklehead. I had a daddy. He's six. He used to be 6'5". Okay, he's still 6'5". He's getting older, though. He's starting to shrink. You know, he starts shrinking when you... I'm about taller than him now, though. Oh. But, yeah, we have had fathers. We have had parents of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence, too. We ain't try to swing back. Now, if you swing back on your parent that's correcting you, may your parent get extra strength from God to beat you all the way down. Because you don't do that. You don't swing on your parents. You know what I'm talking about? Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh or parents of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Yeah, we gave them honor. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? So if you respect your parent like that, hey, man, why you talking about whoop Joshua? I already said it myself. Whoop Joshua, Jesus, that's messed up. Why I didn't even see that? I'm trying to read these scriptures and folk writing about me, but I'm telling you. Whoop Joshua, Jesus. Hey, I don't, hey, I need some, matter of fact, he just finished. He just finished whooping me. I'm good. Now, go whoop that person that said whoop Joshua. Yeah, how about that? Anyway, Hebrews chapter 12. I'm trying to get y'all up out of here, man. Appreciate you tuning in. So if we respected our fathers, if we respected our parents that corrected us, right? If we honored them, how much more should we be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live if we do what God says? See, if you learn how to listen to your parents, you will not have a hard time obeying God. If you learn how to obey your parents, you will not have a hard time obeying God. It's a true story. Okay? Verse 10, Hebrews chapter 12 says, for they verily for a few days chastened us. Just for a few days chastened us. Oh, and somebody got whooped for a few days? That might be the punishment right there. I tell you, I was on punishment until my next report card came out. I'm like, man, we ain't got no progress report in that. Shoot. We wasn't giving progress report. Had to ride that whole thing all the way out. See, y'all soft these days. Y'all mom and daddy let y'all out. Y'all get a progress report. I let y'all. Man, please. However long the semester was, however long it was, bro, we had to stay on punishment. Man, my mom and them forgot you. I forgot you was on punishment. What? True story. Not to me. That was for my brother, though. That happened to my brother. Yeah, he was bad. Okay, anyway. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 10 says, for they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. So he corrects us so that we can be partakers of his holiness. You ain't holy. He is. He the only one that makes us holy. Holiness comes from God. This ain't no religion. That we might be partakers of his holiness. That's why he corrects us. That's why he chastises us. Verse 11 says, now no chastening, no whooping, no punishment, no correction for the present. Yeah, while we getting that whooping, while them trials and tribulations of life, we going through this stuff and the fire be on our faith and stuff like that. Now, no chastening for the present seems to be joyous. It ain't joyful, but it seems to be grievous, right? Nevertheless, we got to think about this part. Nevertheless, afterward, yeah, think about what it's going to do after you finish. Afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised by it or thereby. So it produces something. If you let God correct you, let God chasten you, it's going to produce righteousness. And he does it so that we can be partakers of what he wants to give us, and that's his holiness, so that we can talk to him. And he can answer our prayers even before we ask them. I'm talking about that real promised land. God will be, you know, he's not ashamed to be called your God, right? You ain't bringing shame to him. All right, three more verses, and then you out. Verse number 12, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12 says, wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. Yeah, strengthen those parts that was weak. Yeah, strengthen your faith. Mm-hmm. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down. Don't hang down your hands. Lift them up. Praise God. Lift them up to God and the feeble knees. And make straight paths for your feet. Make straight paths for your feet. How do you do that? Listen to what God has told you today. Listen to what God tell you every day. All right. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it be rather healed. So, you know, got that weakness right there. Hands hanging down, but he tell you lift them up. You know what I'm talking about? Strengthen yourself. All right. Be healed. Okay. Not lame. Verse 14 says, follow peace. Follow peace with all men and holiness. Okay, you're going to need God for both of these. You're going to need God to follow peace with all men. Trust me. You're going to need God. And you're going to need God to follow holiness with all men. So follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Okay? Yeah, don't come to start nothing. Come to bring in peace. And if anybody try to take that peace, that's when you snap into action. Yeah. Wartime. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ I Am Oasis. I appreciate you tuning in. This topic right here, this topic right here, okay, stupid parents raising stupid children in 2021. If nobody can teach you anything or correct you, the Word of God is the one that calls you stupid. See it for yourself. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 1. All right? We'll get at you next time when hip-hop meets the Christ. Yeah.
You better come on in this park, cause it's gonna rain. Rain down fire, it'll never be the same. Hey, God show no other rainbow sign. It won't be water, but fire next time. Let's go, who changed the truth? It said it was a no-go. Now all the homos have taken our rainbows. Whoa.
I seen fire and I seen rain,
but the rain will never see it again. Stop
playing. I know you hold the situations, all these trials and tribulations, and you think that you can't make it, and there's no way you can take it. Just keep your head high and let the haters pass by, cause after the rain, the sun will shine in the sky. It's been a real long week, you're almost out in the street, and the teacher can't beat it. It's high as Satan's feet. Before you're off to work, you make a stop at the church, go to the altar and pray, and the sun will shine on your day.
There was a time I was down, really low in my spirit, overwhelmed by cloudy days and scattered showers. I feel it. Up the season for weeping, it's a season for rain, but I don't wanna keep weeping, having to deal with this pain. The breaking of day it came, plenty still no more rain. I'm thanking God for giving me strength to endure and stay sane. Weeping endures for a night, and through the night is strange. But hold on, the morning sun will come after the rain. Yes.
I've been through a lot, he still a make a way. And even though I'm really, really kinda wet now, I know the Lord is gonna put me on dry ground. And they call that faith, so won't you get you some? He'll make a way for you when it ain't none. You can believe that I put that on everything. And Christ, he is my everything. No more rain.
Been through it for a night, you feel the pain. Joy comes in the morning, hold your head up. No other way to press forward till you're fed up. Time to put that life back in line like an edge up. Good things on the rise, they call it good luck. Here to tell you Jesus Christ can make your voice tough. The sun is born to shine after the rain. Hold your faith up throughout the pain.
Going through the rain, but keep the faith, because I know that God can make a change. He'll blow the pain and hurt away just like a hurricane. And when you feel alone and your back's against the wall, just give my God a call, I promise he won't let you fall. Cause after feeling lost in the rain so blind, I know the Lord will make a way and let the sun shine.
There's no more pain, can he stop the rain? The sun will shine again. And cast your cares on him, forget about your problems. Cause with him we win. The sun is going to shine.
Yeah.
fight against any hunter. Free, free, we the sons and the daughters.
Remember him, let my name be forgotten. And he in control, yeah. And he got the soul, got the soldier. Bow down, take a knee, that's what I propose, yeah.
Homie, what your manners?
No cap.
Every nation's anthem.
We'll have to kneel to Hosanna,
Lord now, been Lord then. Never waited for endorsement. Never cared about a Forbes list. When you got God as your portion. Turn a cold heart into Mozart. Or the world stars to get world stars. Your boy wise like Ozark. Talking Jason Bateman. You wanna be like Jesus? Might have to flip some tables. Who is greater, I'll wait. You wanna make my day?
No lie, no bow tie, full mind, get the fucking like a faux pie. He the first and the last, knew the end from the beginning of your time. He the light and the sun, when he comes sunlight, he get no shine. So high with a low pride, made low showing no pride. Took a late stroll on a low tide for the lame folk on a boat ride. Can't go to be won't die, gave hope to the same folk that were hating on him, he a dope guy. Most try but it don't fly, he the lamb and the goat, true and living God with a capital G on it. Me and KB lean on it, point blank period, with a T on it.
The word by God
Got a few names and then some, you heard Agua? I'm not sure if you have, so I gotta. But him and his ways on center stage, I'm like, ta-da. I try to tell the people on the block, they don't know you. They think your hair's blonde and your two eyes are so blue. No true people are the same, this is so true. But those two people get your reign, this is so you. Cause this is great, and I found that your grace is special. But it's common like the Chi-Town rapper. You got holes in your hands, same hands with them holes in them. Got a hold of control on this land. Man, you got the mold in his hand. Hands mold human soul. Plus the body, the soul goes in the plan. What's the take on flexing, lifts and lefts, dies and rise to save men and women, then step.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. We give honor to the one you sent. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Give honor to the one you sent.
Last but not least, the paraclete I speak on. Full deity, but often the people sleep on. The low-key invisible Holy Spirit who keeps blowing. He gives life to the Holy Spirit who reborn. For some, this is just a reintroduction. The orders God sending it. We in the custom. He interrupts and drop belief in our guts. And light in his face, I guess you say. We got a trust fund. He's called advocate. With no magic kid, he does miraculous acts. He doesn't abracadabra it. Some call him it or a power. And not a person, we call him a powerful person. We did hours of searching. We can grieve him and lie to him. The scriptures he breathes and open our eyes to him. We can live or die to him. We can give a cry to him. Hands in the air, groans go up and come back. Answer the prayer. Oh, I'm giving you some extra bars. Your humility's killing me. You willingly seem to let applause go to the Father and the Son, both described as the Savior. You always point to Jesus and you slide off the radar. You enter in a heart that is wired for chaos. With just a little spark, new desires are there. The faith to get supplied, you revive from the graveyard. I mention you as God, cause you are when we praise ya. Ah, oh man, I know. I'm going too long. Come on.
You're a fresh wave. You're a fresh wave.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.